Graham Pascoe continuing morning music for your enjoyment. Here's a singer who became best known through performing on Broadway in My Fair Lady. Julie Andrews sang So In Love, Cole Porter's composition from Kiss Me Kate, if I remember correctly.
As I was a-walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in the stocking, while our knees keep knocking and our toes keep rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Yes, I'm gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, our knees keep knocking and our toes keep rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. We'll be right back. cat out tonight, the cat out tonight, the cat out tonight. I worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. I'm gonna dance with my dolly with the hole in the stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Yes, I'm gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Yes, dance by the light of the moon. Dance by the light of the moon. Dance with the dolly with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Bing Crosby was accompanied by the orchestra of Michel Piestro, that recording from 1968. The song Dance with a Dolly was a hit for Russ Morgan back in 1945.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire. And that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
That was one of the Inkspots hits from 1941, I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Sol Marcus, who wrote strictly instrumental, collaborated with some of his colleagues to write I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Enjoy now a delightful duet from two Australian singers, Judy Connelly and Suzanne Johnson, as they encourage us to get happy.
Your troubles,
happy day.
Come on, get high
here again.
You'd better chase those all
games,
those cares away. Shout hallelujah!
So let's sing a song
and just get out here again. We're heading
happy
for
days
the
are here again.
Two songs about happiness. Happy Days Are Here Again and Get Happy. They were sung by Judy Connelly and Suzanne Johnson. The next two songs were introduced in the 1970s.
Or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses and roses suit you so. My pace is frantic, my temper's cross, with words romantic, I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind thing that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses and roses suit you so.
I Won't Send Roses, sung by Robert Preston, a member of the original Broadway cast of a Broadway show called Mac and Mabel. And, Robert Preston had the starring role. The music and lyrics by Jerry Herman. It was introduced in New York in 1970.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me,
hearts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but love is dead. That is my belief. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I won't let the evening get me down. As long as you're around,
And I Love You So, written by Don McLean in 1970, sung by Glen Campbell. A Sorrento, which I believe translates as Come Back to Sorrento, written by the Italian composer Ernesto De Curtis, sung by the great Italian tenor Beniamino Gigli. Nelson Eddy sang Smiling Through. It's time for me to introduce and play a recording by my singer of renown for this week. It's an Australian soprano, Jane Hammond. Later, Joan Hammond, rather, became Dame Joan Hammond. Born in New Zealand in 1912, moved to Australia with her family when she was a child, and first sang in opera in Australia when she was in her early 20s, then moved to Europe and sang in many centres in Europe. Returned to Australia after retiring from the stage, she became director of the Victorian Opera Company. It's Dame Joan Hammond singing Oh, My Beloved Father from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi. Beloved Father, written by Pacini and sung in that recording by my singer of renown for this week, Joan Hammond.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off of you.
That was a recording made in Sydney in the late 1960s. It was Shirley MacDonald singing with Eric Jupp's orchestra, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, written by Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio. And it was a hit, or hit records of made of that song by Frankie Farley and also by Andy Williams.
I love you. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me. There's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel. What good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly.
forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I said it
Said It Again, sung by Vaughan Munro with success in 1946, written by David Mann and Red Evans. The next two songs that you hear were written more than 130 years ago. They're very different songs, though.
By a lovelorn loon who fled from the mocking throng. Oh, it's a song of a merry man, moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Hey, dee, hey, dee, misery me, black lady. He sipped no sup and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
Song.
It is sung with a ring of the songs may it sing, who love with a love life long. It's the song of a many made purely proud, who loved a lord and who laughed aloud at the moan of a many man moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
Song to sing, oh.
Sing me your song, oh.
It is sung to the knell of a churchyard bell and a doleful dirge ding dong, oh. It's a song of a popinjay bravely born, who turned up his noble nose with scorn at the humble merry maid fairly proud, who loved a lord and who laughed aloud at the moan of the merry man moping mum, whose soul was sad and whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady. Hey dee, hey dee, misery me, lackadee. He sipped no sup and he craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
I have a song to sing.
Sing me your song.
Tear in the eye, for it tells of a right and a wrong. Oh, it's the song of a merry maid once so gay, who turned on a heel and tripped away from the peak of Popinjay bravely born, who turned up his noble nose with scorn at the humble heart that he did not prize. So she begged on her knees with downcast eyes for the love of a merry man moping mum, whose soul was sad, whose glance was glum, who sipped no sup and who craved no crumb as he sighed for the love of a lady.
Yeah.
Gilbert and Sullivan wrote, I Have a Love, a Song to Sing, Oh, written for the Yeoman of the Guard, the operetta, first performed in London at the Savoy Theatre in 1888. And the singers that you just heard were from the Dolly Cart Opera Company. That song, first performed in 1888, well, 2 years later, in 1892, Stephen Adams and Fred Weatherly, two British songwriters, wrote this song.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the with the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, as the shadow
Jerusalem.
Another great American tenor, Richard Crooks, sang The Holy City, written by Stephen Adams and Fred Weatherly. Oh, just more than 100 years ago, around about 1921, in fact, exactly 1921, Al Jolson started a New York show called Bombo. My next two selections are songs which Jolson sang in Bombo, but I'm not going to play Jolson's recordings for both of them.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, home you're mine. Seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, the words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, tootsie, goodbye. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, tootsie, goodbye.
Was a recording by the Melbourne band the Datsun Dixielanders, made in 1977. Avalon, a composition of Vincent Rose, and Al Jolson sang Ernie Erdman's song, Kahn's song, Tut Tut Tutsi. Hope you've enjoyed my program today. Graham Pascoe saying farewell